This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Hey, gang, it's me, Jesse, the host of Bullseye. So we often say Bullseye is produced by MaximumFun.org. I don't know if you know what that means. Maximum Fun is a company that I founded that more recently has become a worker-owned cooperative. And Bullseye is one of the only true independent national public radio programs, lowercase and national public radio programs. Maximum Fun makes the show soup to nuts, and Maximum Fun is supported by members. So one of the ways that we thank people for becoming members is we make special episodes of our shows that are only for members. And we decided this year to make a very special episode of Bullseye called Hey, What's Your Job? So basically, this is what happened. We asked listeners of Bullseye on social media, hey, what's your job? And the producers of Bullseye picked out some of the most fascinating ones, really wild, interesting ones. And then they put me on the line with these people. I had no idea who they were or what their jobs were. And I just started with, hey, what's your name? And hey, what's your job? And went from there. And we got all kinds of fascinating conversations out of it and made a very special show for you if you become a member of Maximum Fun. We thought we would give you a little bit of it here on the regular Bullseye feed. Let's get right into it. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Joe.
Hey, what's your job?
I am an apprentice electrician.
Oh, all right. My stepmother was an apprentice electrician for quite some time. She helped build the ballpark. So how did you get into electricianing?
Well, I was a bartender for the past 25 years, and I really decided that I hated bartending, and I joined the union, 103.
What did you have to do to get into the union?
I had to know somebody. At my age, I had to know somebody.
How would it be different if you were a different age?
Well, they don't want middle-aged dudes starting up in the union, basically. You know, it's sort of like I only have so much lifespan in me before they have to put me out to pasture.
So what are the things that you have to know how to do to be an electrician? Because it's an interesting mix of theory and practicum. You know what I mean? Like it's a
absolutely.
So what are the key elements?
The key elements is being a little afraid of it.
Uh huh.
I think that's definitely one of them.
Can I tell you something? I electrocuted myself before, and it's a good idea to be a little bit afraid of it.
Oh no, I've blown up pliers before. It's terrifying.
Yeah,
it's absolutely terrifying. I think you have to know systems pretty well and understand how things go together. But I think a lot of the, like, I'm a construction electrician, so I'm like more of an industrial side. I think that a lot of guys just listen to orders well.
How does it pay compared to being a bartender?
I worked at a really good place. I made probably the same amount as a bartender as I would as a journeyman electrician in the last couple of years I was doing it. But I was also working 3 or 4 nights a week, and I have 2 kids. So it was just, and also there were no benefits. There's no pension. There's nothing like that.
Why an electrician and not a plumber or a mason or any other of the many unions you could have gone into?
Like I have that mathematical mind, and I love electrical theory. I just think it's really cool.
What's something that's cool about electrical theory? Give me an example.
How transformers work? Do you have any idea how transformers work?
Yeah, they start off as cars, and then they make a sound that goes like
boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but an actual transformer that like converts the voltage, the little thing on the side of your electrical panel at your house,
right,
that your doorbell runs off of.
Right.
So that the way that works is there's 120, let's just say 120 wraps of wire on one side, because that's the 120 volts that's going in. And on the other side that's not touching it is 24 wraps of wire on the other side. And they don't touch each other, and they just transfer electricity Well, knocking down the voltage from 120 volts to 24 volts just by the number of wires that are wrapping around them.
Well, that doesn't seem real.
It's insane. Exactly. It doesn't seem real. It's all weird magnetism.
That's amazing. I mean, I definitely appreciate the element of this.
Yes.
That seems like a man discovered it in 1890 before dying in a grisly electricity accident.
Or killing an elephant.
Yeah. There's a lot of elephant killing going on at the time.
It really was.
That's very true. Well, what's it like to be at the level that you're at and be in your late 30s, early 40s?
Mid-40s, 46. Mid-40s. I appreciate that. It's tough. I mean, I'm basically, I put a huge reset button on my life, but in the long run, it's worth it. And it's also fun to be the kid again, though. You know, there's a little bit of that element because I'm still the apprentice. I'm still the one getting coffee for everybody. You know, I'm still the one hauling all the stuff. I'm still the one doing all the bad jobs.
Do you have to buy all the other offensive linemen dinner like rookie football players do?
No, but you have to get them all their food. You have to go down to the store and go to Starbucks or Dunkies or whatever and get them all their food.
What's the difference between a good job and a bad job?
Warmth. My first winter, I was out there. I was in a parking garage, and we had a couple 6-degree days in a parking garage, bending metal pipe, and that was those were bad days. But those were also I was working with good people.
How do you bend metal pipe?
With a pipe bender. It's a special little metal.
Don't say this like I should. Automatically, I should know how to.
I didn't know what one was until I started taking the course. And then I saw one. I'm like, oh, that's what that thing does. It sort of looks like a giant bottle opener. I don't have one right with me right now. It's in my shed right now. But
to be fair, if I was taking a final exam to be an electrician right now, but had my current level of electrician knowledge, and the question was, how do you bend a pipe? Probably what I would write is with a pipe bender.
And you'd be 100% correct.
Okay, so warmth is number one. What about the kinds of things you're doing? Does that make a big difference?
Oh, absolutely. Like different people like different stuff. I am fortunate enough to be an older apprentice, which means that I get the benefit of the doubt more often than like, say, a 22-year-old kid would, which is really, really nice. So like I get tested less, and I also get more responsibility. Like one of my last jobs, my foreman basically said, oh, you're in charge of power. You know how to do this. And just put me out. And I was in charge of like doing all the receptacles, which was a lot of fun.
Receptacles is wall plugs. Well, the plug is the thing that's on the end of the cord, right? And then the receptacle is the thing that's on the wall that I would call a plug.
I'm terrible with words, with like the direct names of everything. And I get made fun of a lot for that.
What has the funniest name?
Wire nuts are always funny.
Yeah, wire nut is funny.
Yeah, wire nut's pretty funny. I have a tool called a nut blaster.
You don't.
Is that I do. So? It is so. It is an XL. That's right back there. I wish I had time to go get it. But it's something you put on the end of a drill, and it screws the nut onto the wire.
I love this tool. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay. At what rate do people get electrocuted? If I'm an electrician, how often can I expect? Let's say I'm a medium good electrician.
A medium good? So like fairly safe. You can expect to blow something up once every 3 years. And blowing something up I've blown something up. It's scary. I cut a high voltage wire and grounded it on my pliers. And then I jumped off a ladder faster than I've ever jumped off a ladder as a bright white flash came over me. And then my pliers were hanging up on the wire because they were welded to the box. So that's once every 3 years you can expect that. A lot of people talk about getting hung up. which I've never gotten hung up and I don't ever want to get hung up. It's, do you know how electricity contracts your muscles?
Yeah.
So like if you get shocked and then you're hung up, it means you're just holding the, and you can't move and you're hung up and you're getting shocked the entire time. And you can think normally and all that stuff, but you're just, you can't move and you're paralyzed.
That is terrifying. So I only experienced that for the briefest of moments when I electrocuted myself at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco when I was in charge of events. I think I was changing fuses or something like that. I can't remember. Like something about light bulbs or fuses.
Yeah.
And I remember that feeling of, it. You know, we're talking about to the middle of my forearm.
Yeah.
But I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't work right now.
Nope. And like, so that's 120 volts. A lot of modern lighting in office buildings is 277 volts, which is significantly higher. And it's, it can, that's terrifying. I haven't gotten hung up yet and hope not to.
What's the wildest thing you've ever seen?
The wildest thing I've ever seen?
While electricianing. I'm sure you saw some wild things as a bartender as well, but.
Yes. I mean, I haven't seen a ton of wild things. The explosion was pretty crazy, but I haven't seen anything too wild. You know, I've seen a lot of, I've seen some occasional, I don't know, some of the plumbers come in high on drugs or something and get kicked off jobs, stuff like that.
But that's a plumber thing.
Yeah, it's a plumber thing.
I don't get me started on these plumbers.
These pipe fitters. You don't want to talk to them.
Is there a rivalry between plumbers and electricians?
No, not really. I mean, I think there's a weird vibe about how all the other trades sort of hate electricians. Because the general feeling is we think we're better than everyone else.
Because you have to do more math.
We have to do more math, so we're better, obviously. And I think there's a weird... There's definitely a vibe where a lot of the trades don't like us.
But let's be honest, plumbers are cowards.
Listen, they have to handle a lot of duty all day. So,
yeah.
I was yelled at by my foreman actually 2 weeks ago for borrowing a tool from a plumber. And he said, you never borrow a tool from a plumber because it's covered with meh.
I love this. Now do bricklayers. What's bad about bricklayers?
The brickies don't care about you. Do you want to know the nickname? So the brickies.
Yeah.
They will brick you in if you're not fast enough catching up with their pipes.
I love it.
Yeah, they're brutal. There's the knockers, the tin knockers. They're the guys who put all the AC vents in. And they are the most dangerous because they have big metal AC vents that run all over the building, and they're metal, and they just take your coil of wire and put them on top of them. And so later on, when you sort of change over and all the ceilings are up and you turn everything on, if someone missed that coil of wire that's on top of the big metal thing, it makes a little boom or it blows up a thing.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Brickies. What are they called? Tin
knockers.
Tin knockers.
Yep.
I love how right now I know all these people are yelling at me about Tom Brady.
They absolutely are. He was the best. Belichick, you know, maybe he fell off a little bit at the end. Don't worry about it.
One time in Boston, I did a comedy show called Jordan Jesse Go, and we were at a station.
Can I give myself away for a second?
What's that?
I'm a Tuppy for life. I was there.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Thank you. First of all, thank you. Second of all, for the benefit of the at-home listener, as Jimmy Pardo would say, we're in one of these like Today Show style studios with a big picture window out to the street. The audience's back is to the window, and we on stage are facing the window. And behind the audience, just this guy in a Tom Brady jersey and a backwards baseball hat, backwards Red Sox hat, walks up to the window. he watches for a while, and we're like, we're just trying to joke, but like, it's very obvious that something that this guy is standing there, but the audience can't see it. So we're just like, okay, well, there's the guy, wonder what he's thinking. And then he just flips us a double bird and walks away. It was great.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens. It's more fun on a construction site too, because they're sort of like, there's not a filter on it, and people will say whatever they want to. You know, it's you know, there's only so much pushback you can do about certain things. You're like, all right. I will say that surprised me. There was a lot of old school mentality still in that sort of, you know, that boomer mentality that's still there. And it's also Boston. You know, I love Boston very much. I love Tom Brady very much. And, but, you know, it still has that old school mentality a little bit sometimes. And that was sort of interesting to deal with at first, too.
I can only imagine. I mean, I heard a lot about it from my stepmother. So,
yep.
I'm familiar. Well, I sure appreciate your time, Joe. It was really nice to talk to you about electricianing.
It was great talking to you too. And also, I did tell you, so we're Sparkies.
I love it. Have you ever heard of Ready Kilowatt?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. one of my old journeymen I used to work with had an actual Ready Kilowatt t-shirt.
I love it. He's the national spokesperson for electricity generation.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Joe.
It was great talking to you.
Our thanks to Joe, our favorite electrician in all of Boston. His segment is one of 8 we are featuring in our bonus content feed. You can listen to it by becoming a member of Maximum Fun at MaximumFun.org/join. You'll get access to that and our pal Linda Holmes interviewing me about Bullseye and where it comes from. And all kinds of other stuff over many, many years worth of interesting special stuff just for members of Maximum Fun. And of course, you will help directly produce Bullseye. MaximumFun.org/join.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear. It means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.